Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered. Your host for the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And you can set your stopwatch to exactly 60 minutes from right now, and he will magically appear through your radio. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it is my responsibility to guide you through this first hour and get you to Wayne. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, making all the gadgets do what they do, making sure that we are on the air from one coast to another. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. Okay, so this first segment, I'm going to torture you a little bit. I apologize beforehand, but I am going to play you some audio of the President of the United States of America, Crazy Joe Biden, who was at the UN today preaching globalism, right? Globalism is what Joe is all about. It's what Obama was all about, fundamentally changing America from the ground up. And he was right there today preaching that from beginning to end. I'm going to play some audio of that. I'll talk. I'll stop and stop. We'll go through some of it. But essentially, your commander-in-chief said the same old, same old. A lot of nothing, no flash, no pizzazz, just desperately reading the teleprompter, making sure that he didn't mess up any of the words, which he did. In fact, I think everybody who would consider themselves a Biden supporter just exhaled a deep sigh of relief that he actually made it through the entire speech without dropping an F-bomb, without cursing somebody out, because he seems so angry all the time. Why is Joe so angry? Anybody know? Anybody have an idea why Joe Biden, our president, our fearless leader, is angry all the time? Maybe is it because his plans, his schemes, his maneuvers aren't working out? What has happened here in Afghanistan or down on the southern border has been chaotic, to say the least. And even an elderly old man who really doesn't know what day it is, maybe even him at this advanced stage in his life and his career and his mindset, even he knows that he is overwhelmed. He is not prepared to be the president of the United States. And I got to say something, too. Anytime I see somebody speaking at the UN, I always feel like they're talking in front of the bathroom display at Lowe's or Home Depot, right? Those tiles in the background always make me feel like, okay, well, this will be the tile that I use for the shower, and this will be the one that I use for the kitchen. And I always get that feeling. All right, Jolting Joe Biden early on in the speech.
We're back at the table in international forums, especially the United Nations, to focus attention and to spur global action on shared challenges. We are re-engaged at the World Health Organization and working in close partnership with COVAX to deliver life-saving vaccines around the world.
You realize, by the way, that when he talks about how great it is to be back with the World Health Organization, which is completely run by China, you know that, right?
We rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement.
Again.
And we're running to retake a seat in the Human Rights Council next year.
By the way, rejoining the climate accord, the Paris Climate Accord, basically puts the country in a complete disadvantage. And China, once again, is the beneficiary.
Here at the UN. And as the United States seeks to rally the world to action, we will lead not just with the example of our power, but God willing, with the power of our example.
Do you think that there's any leader at all, just one, give me one, that actually looks to Joe Biden for inspiration? that looks to this man and says, this is the guy that other countries want to get behind. This is the man that is the sayer of truths. He's the guy that we want to bank on. He's the guy that we want to put our future in. And I can't believe that there's any leader who has any faith at all in Joe Biden. Cut number two is the one I think that made me the most angry.
Must also remain vigilant to the threat of terror that terrorism poses to all our nations, whether emanating from distant regions of the world or in our own backyard. We know the bitter string of terrorism. The bitter sting of terrorism is real. We've almost all experienced it. Last month, we lost 13 American heroes and almost 200 innocent Afghan civilians in a heinous terrorist attack at the Kabul airport.
Did you accept responsibility for that? Did I miss that? Did he just... No, he didn't? I didn't think he did, because I don't think he's accepted responsibility. It's his decision. It was his decision for this inept, chaotic withdrawal. And it's his fault that those people died.
Those who commit acts of terrorism against us will continue to find a determined enemy in the United States. The world today is not the world of 2001, though. And the United States is not the same country we were when we were attacked on 9/11 20 years ago. Today, we're better equipped to detect and prevent terrorist threats, and we are more resilient in our ability to repel them and to respond.
Well, I would agree with that.
We know how to build effective partnerships to dismantle terrorist networks by targeting their financing and support systems, countering their propaganda, preventing their travel, as well as disrupting imminent attacks.
So I guess we have nothing to fear from the Taliban moving forward, in particular since you made friends with them.
We'll meet terrorist threats that arise today and in the future with a full range of tools available to us, including working in cooperation with local partners so that we need not be so reliant on large-scale military deployments.
All right, here's where I get mad.
One of the most important ways we can effectively enhance security and reduce violence is by seeking to improve the lives of the people all over the world who see that their governments are not serving their needs.
Okay, I want to comment on that because I think that's very important. So he wants to make sure that the people in these godforsaken places all over the world understand that their government, you know, try to make their government out to be better and they can serve them, etc. Yet, in one misplaced drone strike, over the horizon drone strike, this president essentially created how many terrorists? Think about this. You've got, I'm talking about the drone strike that killed the aid worker that was bringing water to his friends with his family in the car that all got blown to bits and burned up alive. I'm talking about those people that died as a result of a Biden drone strike. Misinformation killed a bunch of civilians. That didn't happen under Trump. None of that happened under Trump. Hate, love, whatever Trump. That didn't happen under Trump. If you remember, Trump actually made calls calling bombers back because he didn't want to see the carnage. This president doesn't know where the hell he is, so doesn't really know the difference, but still no real apology to the world. But how many terrorists were created with that drone strike? How many family members now are sworn to kill Americans? If you bombed my family and killed my innocent cousins or nephews and did it for what? What reason was it done? It was misinformation? Well, guess what? The blood is on your hands, and the blood that I'm going, the wrath that I'm going to incur on you is on your hands. And I think that we forget that. So situations like that, that errant drone strike, that can't happen. That cannot happen. And you've got to take responsibility, accept responsibility for that, and swear to God it'll never happen again because there's just no good that comes from that at all. All right, cut number three real quick because I'm running out of time.
I stand here today For the first time in 20 years, the United States not at war. We turn the page. All the unmatched strength, energy, and commitment, will, and resources of our nation are now fully and squarely focused on what's ahead of us, not what was behind. I know this. As we look ahead, we will lead. We will lead on all the greatest challenges of our time, from COVID to climate, peace and security, human dignity and human rights, but we will not go it alone. We'll lead together with our allies and partners and in cooperation with all those who believe, as we do, that this is within our power to meet these challenges, all to right. build a future.
I got to stop because the whole thing, this whole speech was an attempt to promote globalism, right? His attempt in a sly way to say, oh, we're back in the global community, that past president, that knuckle dragger, that ogre who didn't want anything to do with you. Well, he's gone and I'm back. So we're ready to spread the money around, which is essentially what he said for 25 minutes today in his speech. And listen, this is what you ask for. This is what you get. You wanted globalism? I think you got a president who's going to try his best to deliver it. Right? We've got all engines moving in that direction. They want globalism desperately. Will they get there before 2022 or 2024? Geez, I hope not. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to warm you up. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Please don't go anywhere. We're just getting going. I got some great guests coming up this hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, and then welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Yesterday, I came on the air talking about how I was watching what's happening at the southern border like everybody else. And I remember on Friday watching the story, paying attention to the story, and I remember the reports were 5,000 or 6,000 migrants have made their way to this underpass in Texas, and they had, you know, video footage, drone footage, what have you. And then I had some stuff I had to do on Saturday. Actually, it was in a benefit tennis tournament, believe it or not, against the governor of the state of Connecticut. Long story short, by the time I got home, flipped the television back on to pay attention to this again. The number had swelled from 6,000-7,000 to 14,000-15,000 people. And the Biden administration was trying to keep the information from the public. They wanted the FAA to ground the drone so nobody could take video footage of this stuff and blah, blah, blah. So we were, you know, watching this unfold. And now there's reports that apparently Jen Psaki's very upset because they called the images of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents on horseback chasing Haitian migrants horrific. Horrific, she said. Oh, it's so terrible. You know, why is it that it's always the Americans that are bad? Why is it that this administration insists that anything that we do to protect our sovereignty or protect our safety is somehow evil to its core? Yet Haitians who somehow, by the way, explain this to me. Explain to me how the poorest nation on the planet, or one of the top two or three poorest nations on the planet, somehow can figure out a way to pay Mexican drug lords enough money to transport them from Haiti to the border get them to the border to cross the Rio Grande in the United States of America? Can somebody out there explain that to me? Please. I'm begging you. I'd like to know how that happens. How somehow, some way, these folks who don't have food, okay, in Haiti, they don't have shelter, they don't have water, how that they can muster money together to be able to be taken, whisked away from Haiti and brought to America. Explain that. Somebody please explain that to me, because I'd like to know the answer to that. But now Jen Psaki's all upset, and the administration's all upset because the men at the border are trying to do their job to keep these folks from getting in. 15,000 people at the border. Ladies and gentlemen, like it or not, don't like the word I'm about to use, it's an invasion. It's an invasion of people coming. Again, please don't misconstrue what I'm trying to say. Never once said that folks shouldn't aspire to get to this country if that's where they want to be. If they want to experience the same freedoms that we all experience, okay, well, do it. Get here legally. Like my grandparents got here legally. I know, oh, let's shake our heads. The liberals out there are shaking their heads, the progressives. Oh, that's a terrible way to think. Open borders. We have to have that. Everybody in. Really? How are we going to take care of everybody? Now, with 15,000 people sitting under a bridge, who's paying the food for that? Who's paying to transport those folks? Who's paying for the medical care that they're getting right now? And by the way, when they finally do get in here, and they will get in, they're being given promises to appear. I know they're giving you this dog and pony show that they're sending some of them home. That's complete garbage. When they do finally get in and they disappear into the backdrop of America, and their promise to appear is forgotten, and all of a sudden now they're living amongst us as quote-unquote illegals, undocumented, however you want to spin it. And by the way, I would think that there's probably, forget about the 12 or 13 million that they keep telling us are here illegally. There's probably at least 60 million illegal aliens who are living amongst us. What about the jobs that now have disappeared to Americans? What about that? Does anybody pay attention to that anymore? Like those folks who are under that bridge, they're going to take somebody's livelihood away. Did anybody give any consideration to that? No, if we don't pay any attention to that. And yet we still have homeless folks who are sleeping, you know, in tents under bridges as well. And when I say homeless folks, even homeless veterans who are sleeping in tent cities across the country, yet we're just going to keep bringing more and more people in as if we all already have some kind of control over what's going on in the country. It's insanity. We have lost our minds when it comes to immigration. This administration, I now am convinced, is hell-bent on the destruction of the nation. It can't be any other way. The same people that are forcing you to wear a mask or demanding that you get your shot, otherwise you're going to lose your job, are the same people that are letting 15,000 people roam around vaccine free and get them into the country vaccine and mask free. That, lady, explain that to me. Please, I'm begging you, please explain how that makes any sense to anyone. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This is the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the federal government into December is expected to go up for a vote in the House today. The government runs out of money at the end of the month, which is fueling fears of a shutdown. Democrat Senator John Tester from Montana says we should not have to go through this same song and dance every September.
We go through this dance all the time, and it's a dance that's very, very dangerous. And in the end, everybody I serve with understands that this could be catastrophic if we don't pass it.
State troopers in Texas are getting a pat on the back from Governor Greg Abbott. He's praising them for erecting a temporary barrier to keep people from crossing the Mexican border. DPS and the Texas National Guard reportedly lined an area near Del Rio with vehicles. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All righty then. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. One of our very good friends, Stephen Bucci, from the Heritage Foundation. 30-plus years of military excellence and expertise, and we lean on him at least once a week to break down some stuff. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So, as we were talking off the air, something just sort of, a light went on in my head. I said, this is the perfect guy to ask this question of. So, I have a dog. I walk him around my neighborhood, and a lot of times my neighbors will stop me and ask me questions, political questions. I had one neighbor who was despondent. She asked me the very simple question, what can I do? Like, what can I do about it? And my response to her was sort of canned, which was, well, the election is coming up, and I guess we could vote. And so as I'm starting to give her that answer, I'm saying to myself, this is not going to satisfy her. This is a hollow answer, and I think a lot of people feel exactly the same way. So I'll ask you the question that I couldn't answer. What can people do?
Well, you know, the first thing, and I say this to myself as often as I say it to anybody else, is remember how resilient America really is. I mean, we've been through a lot of really difficult times, and we've pushed through and come out the other side, sometimes with great sacrifice. You look at World War II, some of these other things, you know, it's cost us a lot to get to where we were, but we are resilient. Two, you know, and this one isn't a canned one, at least not for me. If you pray, pray. It's a good thing to pray for your country. You know, we need to. But the other thing is to get involved. It's not just wait until the elections and then vote. It's be involved. If you see things that are causing problems, it's not all in Washington, though a lot of it is. In many cases, it's local. It's in your school board. It's in your town government. Get involved at that level and make a change. We're seeing some of that across America as parents are rising up in the school systems. People are, you know, pushing back and taking back their city councils. Do that stuff. But, you know, but stay involved. Write to your congressman. Write to your senators. You know, flood them with emails. Let them know you are not happy with what's going on. So you can fight back. Not violently, but you can use our system to push back.
Back in the day, Stephen, when I was a professional athlete, one of the things a coach had said to me, stuck with me all these years, if you hope for something, you hope it's going to happen. It doesn't. You have to go out and make it happen. Hoping doesn't get it done. You can't hope to get a hit. You can't hope to strike a guy out. Hope just falls flat. I think Americans hope every day. Hope the situation on the border changes. Hope the taxes are not as high this year. Hope that inflation doesn't strike. Hope our military is strong enough. And a lot of times the hope falls either on deaf ears or it doesn't work out like we want it to.
Not by itself. I would agree. You know, hope without some action, without some real faith behind it, because faith is different. Faith is knowing
right.
That something's going to happen. And believing that there's something there or someone, depending on your, you know, particular predilections, that can affect that outcome. And there I'm talking about, you know, God. That's different, but it does take action. You do have to do something. You can't just sit in the easy chair and rail at the TV or the radio or, you know, your phone and not do anything. And it's more than just putting snarky tweets on the phone. You know, that may give you a momentary satisfaction that you stuck it in somebody's eye, but, you know, that doesn't really move the ball very much. You've got to get involved.
Right.
And I know, you know, America, we've had the luxury of, you know, the majority of folks saying, look, I'm just going to do my job, I'm going to live my life. That other stuff will get taken care of. Well, we're looking at the results of too many people having that attitude and leaving it to a permanent class of bureaucrat and politician. And that's not what this country was really founded to operate under. It's supposed to be government for the people, by the people. You know, it's the people are got to be a part of it.
Right.
That's all of us. So we got to get involved.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check it out today. All right, Stephen, moving from that, I appreciate that answer, and I think that is a good one, and I think people should adhere to that. And like you had said, you know, stay on top of all of your local politicians. Stay on top of all that. Write your congressman. Be a pain in the rear end to them. Make sure they understand that, you know, they're under a watchful eye. And again, then when it comes time in November, if they don't do what you think is the right thing to do, go out and force and try to remove that person and put in somebody that you think would be better. I want to start with the over-the-horizon drone strike, wiping out an entire family. So the Biden administration gives a feigned apology, and it seems like the media has let them get away with this.
Yeah, this was a perfect example of how, you know, when you're being because you're worried about the headlines, you're worried about, you know, the public affairs aspect of it, you make really bad decisions. You know, the military was pushed and said, you know, get something, do something to show these people we're strong and we're fighting back against these guys. And they ended up doing, you know, using bad intel and killing innocent people. Sometimes you get what you pay for with that. It was bad. There's no getting around it. People screwed up and innocent people died. That's unconscionable. That's not the way America fights wars. We've got to do it right. I'm not saying we're never going to have, you know, collateral casualties like this. But this one was just a horrendous screw-up, and that's the truth. So no excuse, and I think, and maybe because I'm a military guy, I'm leaning towards the military side, I think they were really pushed by the White House to do something, do it fast, find somebody that they could make a splashy claim that they got, and as it turned out, it was really bad intel.
I was watching one of the family members of the kids that were killed, and they're interviewing him, and he ran to this car that was on fire, tried to grab his daughter, who was burned to that unrecognizable phase. And talk about building a new legion of fanatical followers. These are the kinds of things that do that.
That's exactly it. You take somebody, in this case, apparently an aid worker who was working with us, who should have been one of the people we got out of Afghanistan, and instead we kill all of his family. You know, that's just how do you, there's no excuse for that. And it will in the long run, you know, any of the surviving kids, their cousins, maybe not even a relative, but somebody, you know, their next door neighbor, they see that and they say, well, I guess the Taliban is better than those Americans. That's not the impression we want to leave people with.
Right. I sat in on this lengthy college class on Friday. The professor was phenomenal. And he had gone on about talking about absolute truths and, you know, what is right and what is wrong. And he drew a bunch of circles on the board, and it's just sticking with me, Stephen. So I figured I'd share it with you. You know, we all know what's right and what's wrong. I think there's a little sort of voice inside of us that knows when we've done something wrong. If we cut somebody off in traffic, we knew it was wrong. We kind of have that feeling. It could be something as simple as that. Or when we, you know, bomb somebody's kids into oblivion and it was unjust, we know it's wrong. So I guess the point is, though, what's the response? Like, if someone were to do that to me and blow up my family, then all right and wrong would be sort of taken off the table. My right and my wrong would change. Like, if you've done that to me, I can see where people who've had their entire life blown to smithereens, they would take up arms against the folks who have done that. And then there would be no right and wrong. Even though you know that going out and killing innocent women and children is not the right thing to do, you can almost justify it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you ever saw the old Clint Eastwood movie, The Outlaw Josie Wales.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, and here was this guy, he was just a farmer. He didn't care about the Confederacy. He didn't care about the Union. He just wanted to be left alone with his family to farm his little plot in Missouri. And guys from the other side come in. They kill his family. They burn his farm down. And it drives him to join the rebel cause. And he ends up, you know, being one of Quantrill's raiders, which were, you know, depending on how you look at it, they were guerrillas. that some people thought they were terrorists, but this guy wanted nothing to do with the cause of the Confederacy. But people from the Union came in and killed his family, so he joined the other side and felt completely justified doing it. It was, you know, he was defending the honor of this family that was slaughtered. When you do this to somebody in modern times, it can have the same exact effect, regardless of the moral rightness of the respective causes. When you do something horrific in the name of a good cause, it doesn't attract people to your cause, drives them to the other cause,
right,
which in the big scheme of things might actually be unjust, but now that's their new right because of what we did. We just can't have that.
Yeah.
It's not the way we do things. It's not what we teach our soldiers from the first day of basic. It's not what we teach our leaders. You do make mistakes. The military actions are never as precise as sometimes we like to portray them. They're always messy. But, man, you got to work overtime to eliminate that stuff if you can in every way, shape, or form because it's very costly, clearly to the victim,
right,
but to, you know, your overall position as well. Just, it's morally unjustifiable.
Steven, I just looked at the clock on the wall. Just stick around with us one other segment. I've got to get to some of the things going on at the border. Steven Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
The COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus. Think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time, in the history of America. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible is probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals. And Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. But they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here just after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me at leeelsie.com. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation has been kind enough to stick around with us for one more break, and I wanted to get to what's going on at the southern border with Stephen. Essentially, what we're witnessing, Stephen, is an invasion. The cartels are grabbing these folks from Haiti and swinging them up and around Florida, and they're delivering them to the Rio Grande, and they're walking across. And this, call it what you want, sanctuary, whatever it is that they have under the bridge in Texas, has now swelled to over 15,000 people. 15,000!
It's a huge money-making deal for the cartels, and it's easy money, it's safe money. They can get their junior grade, you know, sicarios and let them, you know, carry people across. They don't even have to be their skilled coyotes, the guys who are experts at infiltrating people into the country. This is like, you know, the junior grade. It's just nuts. And I read a story this morning, actually my wife did and pointed out to me, one of these Haitian families had moved from Haiti to the Dominican Republic and then moved to Chile, had a whole life there. One of their relatives in the States said, oh, no, hey, come on up, take, do the walk. Biden's letting the people in. You're going to be good to go. You know what? They got loaded on a plane, and now they're back in Haiti. So they've lost everything that they built in Chile, and now they're back home. They don't even have the place to live there.
Wow.
Which in Haiti is pretty tough because hardly anybody has a place to live. But the Biden policies have so encouraged people to do this and have so encouraged the cartels to enable it that we've got this mess at the border. If the Biden people thought they were being humanitarian and nice and kind, they have screwed these people royally, not to mention what they're doing to American citizens who now have to deal with the results of these unthought-out policies that they have put in place.
I come to the conclusion just by watching how easy it is to walk across the border. The idea that we've been talking, I think, since the Reagan administration about how many illegals that we have had an idea that we're here. And usually the media tries to spin that number sitting somewhere around 12 or 13 million. I bet you it's up around 60 million.
It makes more sense, and frankly, it's almost unknowable because the estimates of how many people are here are based on how many we catch.
Yep.
And that's a small percentage of the number that actually come across the border. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I'm the grandchild of four immigrants that came to this country, but they all came legally.
Yep.
It wasn't easy. They had friends and family that were turned back because of illness, because of other issues. These folks, in America who think, no, everybody has a right to come here. We should just open the doors. Borders are ridiculous. Just let them in. None of them are living with those people or paying for them.
Right.
The rest of us are. So it's just, it's not as kind as some people think. And it's sort of this wet noodle liberalism that does this and then just shrugs their shoulders when the bill comes due.
Well, if you want to have the argument about letting everybody in, we can have that argument all day long. If we're going to let everybody in and make it an open border, then all of the social programs in this country have to stop.
No, it overwhelms us.
Yep.
And even as rich and blessed as we are, we can't pay for everybody for everything.
Nope.
From all over the world. It just, you can't do it.
My man, Stephen Bucci, now we're out of time. I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is here. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Twitter.
They can go to Twitter at S Bucci, B-U-C-C-I. So S-B-U-C-C-I, or they can go to heritage.org and get my stuff and everybody else's. A lot of writers on that one, and they're all good.
All right, my friend, thank you. As always, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, to learn more about him. Wayne Allen Root has arrived. The limo is here. The jet is parked out back. He is up after the top of the hour. It's been a lot of fun for me. Thank you very much to Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. I'll be back here again on Thursday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
3.